This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Serving up a veritable feast of information. Heaping portions of Sky News at the top and bottom of every hour.
This is delicious.
If you're hungry for information and hearty talk, thank you for joining us at our table. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Much more to talk about coming our way, but very important subject matter now. As we welcome our friend Luis Valdez, representative for Gun Owners of America. Luis, good morning. How you doing?
Cold. Did you guys leave the freezer door open this past weekend?
No, it wasn't me. I was enjoying this weather, actually cruising to the beach with a convertible top down.
I guess the cold we're feeling is the cold shoulder the Republican leadership has given gun owners again.
Can you believe it? Ben Albritton, he's the incoming Senate president, and he basically said, I'm not in favor of open carry because, you know, neither is law enforcement. And apparently Florida Sheriff's Association, he claims they have a position on it. They're against it. But I thought you told us they didn't.
Yeah, they even stated in a recent article, they don't have a position on open carry right now. So it's real interesting that he's pulling that law enforcement Trump card, just like his predecessor, Kathleen Passidomo, did. And, you know, the funny thing is, as a former cop myself, open carry would actually be beneficial for cops because we'd get to see who was armed. I mean, 45 other states have it. Is Albritton basically saying that Florida cops are too stupid to deal with a law-abiding armed individual?
I think he's just using it as some kind of a little of an escape clause because they really don't have a position on it. So he doesn't really, I mean, he can't really defend his position. I think he's one of those people, he just doesn't feel good about it.
Well, he's clearly shown where he stands on the issue, and he's smacked gun owners in the face. Gun owners who gave Republicans a resounding victory this past election cycle, who sent lawmakers to Tallahassee with a Second Amendment mandate. And he smacked them in the spate and spit on them.
Yeah, doesn't need him now. He's there. He's the incoming Senate president. So yeah, all of a sudden, thanks. I'm here now. I don't need you.
This is the danger of term limits. He's term limited. Kathleen Passidomo was term limited. And when lawmakers are term limited, they don't have to listen to their constituency. They don't have to fear being voted out of office. They can do whatever they want. And in Albritton's case, his district represents a fairly rural part of Florida. I mean, it has DeSoto County in it, where last I checked, there's more cattle and orange groves than there are people. So
true.
The fact that he is saying that, oh, he's against open carry and he's against this and he's against campus carry and all that, you know, it's not even like Passidomo's excuse that she came from the rich part of southwest Florida that had a bunch of Northeasterners moved down there. No, he's from good old boy, real Florida cracker country. And the fact that he is taking this position shows us where the political machine of the Florida Republican Party stands.
Remember, I told you we had a conversation with the governor at the very end. I said, we were talking about the weed amendment. And I said, really, rather than the weed thing, I'd rather have open carry. And he like stopped what he was doing. And he said, oh, well, hang on. You just might get, you know, what you want this session. Does this come as a surprise, do you think, to the governor of All Britain's position, or is this something the governor already knew? And if it is, why would he say that?
You know, I think the governor was definitely on board with open carry, and reading the political tea leaves, both the House and the Senate, they're wanting to lame duck Governor DeSantis. There's no more political quid pro quo between the governor and the legislature. Since the governor is term limited and he failed his bid for the White House, he has nothing to offer them. And in return, they basically have said, you know what, fine, we're going back to the good old rhino Republican establishment ways of doing what we want to do. This past couple of weeks, the governor wanted to call a special session to tackle property insurance and the condo crisis again. The legislative leadership told him, no, go fly tight. We're not going to do this.
Wow.
So what you're seeing is you're seeing the Republican establishment in the legislature turn against DeSantis, turn against the will of the people, turn against gun owners, turn against the very mandate that Floridians sent lawmakers to Tallahassee for, and that is for more freedoms, less government interference in their lives.
Yeah, Dave, look, the lawmakers have enjoyed this being a red state, and they've registered so many more Republicans than they have Democrats. So, you know, you've got the numbers on your side, and that's how they thank everybody, is going back to the old school entrenched position that most of us absolutely hate.
Yeah, it's appalling, it's insulting, it's degrading. And it just shows you how much of a political machine exists in Florida. We are the Republican version of California. It's a supermajority state where the lawmakers, once they're in office, they don't listen to the constituency. They don't listen to different organizations that help get them into office. They don't listen to the issues. They don't care. And in the end, all they're there to do is kick the can down the road and make money off it. And that's what we see, the same problem in Washington, D.C. We see the same problem in other states, and it's here. And as we've discussed multiple times, just because a lawmaker has an R by their name doesn't mean they're pro-gun. I mean, half these people are to the left of Bill Clinton in the 1990s for the most part. They're just 1990s era Democrats running as Republicans.
Well, yeah, we got to sniff them out, and we got to get them out. And I wondered if you did seen this poll, by the way. It looks at gun ownership, and apparently the way it breaks down is that there are more Republican women who own guns than Democrat men. What are your thoughts on that?
It wouldn't shock me, because most conservative women are tough as nails. They don't want to be abused. They have seen how society works, and the simple premise of when seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away, they understood that message. They no longer resort to believing that the state will protect them, because they saw during the 2020 summer of love, the state didn't do any of that. Government ain't going to be there. Government ain't going to show up. And I can tell you this, my wife, who makes me look liberal, she is extremely conservative. She packs, she carries. She is very active in the Second Amendment community, but more importantly, as a mother, she knows that she is the first and only in the line of defense for herself and for our daughter. That it ain't going to be the government there in the background waiting in the wings to rush in like the cavalry. No, it's her. And that's what conservative women understand. They understand that, again, when seconds count, cops are minutes to an hour away, and they're their first line of defense.
Well, tell her we said hello and keep being the mama bear she is. That's important.
Definitely will.
All right. Always a pleasure. If anything changes, hopefully as All Britain will feel the heat. But in the meantime, Luis Valdez, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Same here.
All right. Talk to you soon.